and welcome back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host, Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are continuing through the summer 2021 anime season, and today we're going to be discussing The Duke of Death and His Maid. A rather interesting show, visually, because it's 3D, but we'll get to that. The Duke of Death and His Maid is a, well, according to my anime list, a comedy, drama, romance, supernatural series based on a manga which I'm quite a fan of. And much like our last episode, this show has been done by JC staff. They've done quite a lot. Some of their notable work includes A Certain Scientific Raygun, Is It Wrong to Try and Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, and the recent Blue Reflection Ray. I thought I'd list some different anime they worked on as opposed to just reusing the same ones from last episode. But they've done a lot. You've probably watch something by them. So, The Duke of Death and His Maid, I'm not too sure how we're going to shorten this one, I think just The Duke, is a series about, well, it's about a young lad who is cursed at some point by a witch with basically anything he touches dies. If it's living, it dies. Plants, animals, people, it dead. Touches a tree, it just crumbles in front of him. And because of this, he's basically banished by his family, most notably his mother, to live in a isolated manor in the middle of a forest with a butler and a maid, and that's pretty much it. And the maid, Alice, is, I guess, kind of like the second protagonist of the series, if you will, in which we basically follow the everyday life of these two characters and their relationship, which is as sweet as it is hilarious, because Alice basically is just constantly teasing the Duke. And it's like borderline sexual harassment, but obviously they can't touch. So she's like constantly showing him her ankles and legs. And
you say ankles and legs, but she just literally shows him up a skirt. Like it's not even legs. It's just.
It happens in the opening credits.
Yeah. Like she's got boob jiggling the opening credit as well. I thought that was funny.
It's a weird one to explain because, like, yeah, the core kind of loop of the show and the series as a whole is just the back and forth between these two. He's quite kind of shy and innocent. She teases him because she finds his reactions cute. Within that, and it's, you get this at the end of the first episode, you know, there's a genuine affection for each other. They genuinely have feelings for each other, but obviously because of this curse, they can't physically be together, although they are. And the series kind of sets up this goal that he's going to try and cure this curse so that he can be with Alice in a more physical sense. And yeah, that's kind of, that's it. Off they go. Hijinks and, I guess, overarching plot development follows. And along the way, we meet other characters. There's Rob the butler. There's his little sister who has a thing for the butler, which is a bit random. And yeah, I don't really know where to start with this one. Because as I said, this is a 3D anime. In that at least all the main characters are 3D. It's a bit weird in the third episode where there's suddenly a bunch of 2D drawn background characters. It's reminiscent of High School Girl. And I don't hate it.
It really caught me off guard when it started because the backgrounds are on canvas. They're painted on canvas and the characters are, as you said, 3D. The just random civilians are in 2D. It's a weird mix, but I actually got used to it as the show went on.
Yeah, it's a bit jarring at first, but it definitely kind of grows and it's got a lot of character. Some of the movements are a little bit stiff, but you kind of quickly come to, at least in my case, you quickly come to like it. I found it fits the show and it fits the theme, because I don't know about you two, but like I found this is a little bit more of an easygoing, slower paced show. Like episodes felt long, but in a good way. Like I was actually quite content watching the interaction of these characters, even with the hijinks, across the three episodes. And even though it felt like it was a little bit longer than the sort of hour it takes to watch these three.
It's a sweet show, I think.
I'm going to lose my fucking mind when they finally kiss. I want you both to know that. Like, I'm already so ready for it. I can't wait for like one of them to die. And
one of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, obviously it'll be the maid, but I'm ready to cry my eyes out. I love this show. It's the greatest thing ever created. That's what I throw out there.
It's PG-13, so yeah, she could die.
Oh shit. That's fucking big logic.
I love that we're like, you've just gone, oh yeah, PG-13, she could die, and it's not like PG-13 because I don't know, all the teasing and the boob physics.
I mean, it's not rated PG because she's gonna die. I mean, with the rating, she could crumble to dust in front of him.
I don't know. I'd, I don't really know. I didn't know anything about it before I watched it, and so I don't really know what happens or what could potentially happen. But like, it's nice the way it's been like, or the way the story's developed so far. It feels very much like this could end in a happy way or a completely depressing way. And I like the fact that it like keeps you on edge. And like the bit where they're in the water, and I think it's the third episode, and you're kind of just like, holy shit, he's going to fucking kill her. Because if he touches it, he kills her. But like, she's so adamant on him doing it. And then he doesn't do it. And you're like, he's a stronger man than I. Fair play.
Just to point out, actually, the manga for this is still going. So there's a lot of source material for them to work with. The series is only 12 episodes. So no idea where they'll end it. But so far, it's... I think what makes it so good, and it's one of the reasons why I was so drawn to the manga when I started reading it, is it's a genuine relationship between two characters. Whereas, like, you know, a lot of manga, it's a bit weird, the romance, and, okay, not saying this is a normal relationship, they can't touch each other, but, like, just off the bat, it's like, these two characters, they have feelings for each other, they've made it clear, they're going to try and fix this curse. Whereas, like, a lot of manga and anime, you're there like, come on, just fucking kiss already. Whereas these two, they're like, they'll do it if it wasn't for the fact that she'll die.
Yeah. But like, the payoff is going to be great. There's a scene in the second episode where they're dancing, but they're like hover dancing. So they're like, they're not touching each other, but they're pretending to slow dance with one another.
Oh, that scene is beautiful. Like, yes, the movement's a little bit jarring at times and the art style's a bit peculiar, but like, I genuinely feel like the scenes in the show are some of the best we've seen so far, because you just like that dancing scene is just beautiful, and it's on multiple levels. Like, you've got the sort of the narrative side to it, you've got the music, but like, you're just there, just like, I'm rooting for these two. I want them to find a way to break this curse and to actually be happy.
It's a thing as well where like, it's the little things that I think I enjoyed. So it's like, there's bits where he'll fall asleep and she'll be stood there and she'll go to like brush his hair or something, but she remembers she can't, and he doesn't realize how close she gets to touching him, and like that being it.
In the second episode, she brushes her hand across the back of the chair that he's sitting in.
Yeah,
and I thought that was nice.
It goes like he's like putting on something, isn't he? She basically drags it as though she's like running it across his back or something.
Yeah,
it's really well done. And like, it's every like, the thing is, it's one of those things where like, they likely won't ever like make contact until the final episode when it ends, right? But you think they're going to do it. And I think that's a sign that it's done really well. The fact that every single episode, there's a point where I think, oh shit, like, it's going to happen. And then they just don't. And you're like, ooh,
yeah,
bastard.
One touch that I really do adore is the song in the opening is sung by the characters.
Yes. There's like a little duet, isn't it? They're singing to each other.
Yeah. Don't touch. Touch me. That's when she flashes.
It's actually, so the fact that there's a whole like teasing element, I would be inclined to say to people, like, this is definitely one of the shows where you do actually watch the first three, even just the first two, because honestly, like, that whole like teasing element almost kind of, it doesn't take a backseat. It's still very much there, and they have their moments where it's like, oh, you're getting too close, or like, I can see your ass, but like, I kind of almost forget it's there until it happens, because I am genuinely invested in the story of these two characters and all the other characters. Like, there's a bit where he's getting chased by the cat.
Oh,
and
yes,
the butler, he thinks it's him. Oh, you shouldn't be crawling around on the floor.
And when he picks him up and he's like, why would you touch me, what are you doing?
The show manages to get this perfect balance of like, genuinely funny moments, heart touching moments, couple of serious and dark moments, and then the sort of lewd elements in there as well, which even aren't even that lewd really, but it's just funny because of how he reacts. The bit, it's a very subtle detail, but it's a bit I really liked, is in the first episode, like, he gets a visit from someone and it's all very awkward. This guy basically turns to Alice and is just like, look, it's dangerous here, like, come work for me, you'll be safe. And the Duke like loses, well, he doesn't lose his mind, but like, he gets angry by his account. And he's just like, it's a full-on, like, you stay away from my woman kind of moment. But I really liked it because it reinforced, like, the way that then him and Alice are interacting afterwards reinforces the fact that, like, yes, they can't touch, but she isn't just the maid. She is someone very important to him, and she understands that as well. And you see that in the third episode, you know, that's reinforced. It's this constant reminder that, like, they aren't just Duke and maid. I want to point out as well that, like, I don't actually think we hear what his name is in the show. I think he is just referred to as Duke throughout the first three episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, so something I noticed when I was watching the second and third episode, it starts basically summing up that he's cursed, And that bit looks like it's animated in Flash animation because the lines are so thick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a very good point. I thought something similar when I was watching it. I was like, wait, what is this? What's going on?
There's actually quite a few art styles throughout. Obviously, the main characters are in this sort of like 3D, but then obviously you've got that style at the start. You've got the kind of almost canvas painting-esque backgrounds. The 2D characters in the third episode especially, they look weird. They look like they're straight out of Kill la Kill. Like the way they're stylized, it was so strange. And then he just starts playing the piano and then you don't care about anything else because it's just a really nice tune.
Yeah. The first three episodes are filled with some really, really nice moments.
If I had one gripe, it's that the end credits go on a long time.
Yeah, they start really early. Some of them have like a post-credit scene as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, there's a post-credit scene, which means you got to sit through this long list of slow-moving credits.
Well, you don't. I mean, you could just script through it, mate. You don't have to sit.
That's true. Speaking of the credits, the opening titles, at least one character we haven't been introduced yet. It's a guy with a bird head. Like the butler, the sister, and this guy with a bird head just go travel past in circles in the background.
Mm.
And I don't know why that guy has a bird head.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I know, but I'm not going to tell you. All I'll say, based on having I'm not up to date on the manga, but I read a fair bit of it. This show goes places. Like, don't just, you know, it isn't just going to be a sort of slice of life romance between the two characters. They are, you know, there is that overarching plot that, like, they want to try and cure the curse. So
yeah,
that will start. I thought it'd be more introduced in the first three episodes, but it seems like they're saving it for later episodes.
I would be fine if it stayed like this for the rest of the series.
Yeah. The pace is good. You know, it's the thing is, it's I get that, like, it will work towards him maybe breaking the curse, etc. But the main thing right now is that they're playing into, like, the characters. And I think, honestly, for an entire first season, it works. Because it's, you don't want to, like, blow the curse thing too early. Because, like, honestly, the curse thing is, like, him curing it, like, how he does it isn't really that interesting to me. Like, it's the characters getting what they want, which is more interesting. Like, he could fix the curse by eating some maple leaves for all I care. Like, there's no real satisfying way that gets cured, but it's all about what happens once it's cured. So, like, more time of them just building together is fine, I think.
Yeah, and as we find out in the first episode, he was cursed by a witch, so we know that there is obviously magic in the world. And there's in the third episode, we get introduced to that story of the witch stealing someone's fiance, I think it was, and then putting them on the moon, which is very romantic. I want to sidetrack slightly for a minute. Can we just appreciate how brilliant the little sister is?
Yeah, she's funny as fuck. Like, absolute chaos. Like, it's a very, like, calming anime, and then she rocks up and she's like, yo, bitch, I'm going to turn this upside down.
The bit that got me is, like, it's when she's leaving and she skips out of the mansion and then all of a sudden does, like, a somersault into the carriage and off it speeds and it's just hang on a minute.
Like, it's got hydraulics or something.
I was a bit cold towards her. I couldn't wait until she left.
But she's adorable.
Yeah, I don't want to eat this. I'm on a diet. Ooh, give me sweets. Like, the door hadn't closed and you're telling the butlers to give you apple crumble.
I mean, you've had kids, Ace. You know what it's like.
Yeah. How old is she supposed to be? Like, 12?
I had a quick look at this. According to the wiki for the anime, which is a bit scarce on details, apparently the Duke is 17 or 18. Alice is 18, and the sister is 16.
No, she isn't.
Well, that's what the internet says. I don't actually know. I can't remember from the manga if or when the ages are correct. Obviously, they're all going to be at least 16, but them, the two main characters being 18, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Again, nothing explicit happens, so
I mean, it can't, can it?
Well, no, it can't.
I mean,
I've got to wonder, how far does this power of his extend? Because in the third episode, he's wearing a costume that the maid says has a steel frame around it, so he doesn't accidentally knock into someone. But it extends through his gloves. So
yeah, that was one of my only gripes with it, is that, like, it's like he'll touch a tree with his gloves on, and the tree will die. But, like, he will land then on the grass, and the grass is fine. It's like, well, surely, like, I mean, I know it's, like, just effort to kill all the grass around him because he lands on it, but if he kills a tree by touching it with his hand that's wearing a glove, those same hands landing on the ground are going to kill the grass too.
I seem to recall that is actually addressed in the manga. I vaguely seem to remember something like that happening, like he falls over at one point and like where his hand landed. But I could be wrong. So I imagine it's probably like a limitation of the animation.
Mm.
But yeah, it kind of, I suppose the default answer to that is just like thin cloth, it'll pass through. But anything like thick, like it won't. But then to be fair, if you have gloves, and they don't look like very thick gloves, like if you really push down on something, your skin would make contact. So
I suppose I can't complain too much because Spider-Man has worn metal armor and still stuck to walls.
Yes, that is true.
Multiple suits of different metal armors.
I mean, at that logic as well, you could also be like, well, you know, technically, if he touches his food, you know, where do you draw the line? Because, like, surely if he puts, like, a fresh tomato in his mouth, I mean, it's still touching him, so does it then, like, just dissolve? Like,
oh, yeah, true. Oh, to be fair, he doesn't really eat fresh tomatoes. Although he does eat sausages that look like little baguettes. I don't know if I'm going to clock that in the first episode when she brings him breakfast. His sausages look like little baguettes.
When you pick a flower or a tomato, lettuce, blah, 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 it starts dying. So technically he could eat it because it's not a living thing.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, when he picks the rose that he gives to Alice in the end of the first episode, like, it's wilted. It's not just like, because this is kind of where there's a bit of a, and I think we're just thinking too much into it now, but like it wilters. Whereas, like, in another scene, a leaf blows into his hand and the leaf just disintegrates. Yeah. So there is a bit of inconsistency between it.
I assume it depends on, like, how big the thing they touch is. It's like a leaf does disintegrate because the leaf is small. Whereas, like, a flower is bigger, so maybe it's damaged. Because, like, when he touches the tree doesn't disintegrate. It wilts and falls over and then lands on him.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think, like, again, I think we're just thinking too far into it, but obviously the thing that's important to know is that if he touches Alice, if he touches anyone, they die. Not that we've seen that.
Yeah, we haven't seen him touch a person yet.
But it's not even known if he's ever touched a person yet, is it?
I can't remember. I'm generally drawing a blank, but didn't it show that he touched a bird once and it died? Or
yeah, he's afraid.
The bird's not a person.
Yeah, he's touched a living being, like an animal. He's never touched a person as far as we know.
Oh my gosh, is it going to just like, is the big reveal going to be that like he can touch people? It's just animals.
Holy shit, that would be a fucking plot twist, wouldn't it? I thought when they were in the water, the big reveal would be that as long as they're both wet, that he could touch them. But then they didn't. So I was like, well, I probably should just guess, stop guessing what's going on.
You can tell that we generally like this show because we're here trying to figure out the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
This one surprised me. I mean, obviously, going in knowing the source material, I had high expectations anyway because the manga is phenomenal. But then when I saw it was going to be 3D, I was a little bit like, typically that means it's low budget. But you know what? No, they've got something genuinely quite sweet and special here. And, you know, I think I'll definitely be keeping up with this one. Jumping ahead of myself, you know, as we do with every show, based on the first three episodes, do we give it a thumbs up, a meh, or a thumbs down? I'm giving this a thumbs up, personally. I think it's really nice. Definitely worth checking out. Ace, how about yourself?
Definitely a thumbs up. The animation caught me off guard, but I've really enjoyed it, really enjoyed the plot, really enjoyed the bit of titillation as well, of course.
Why you like this?
Because.
Rhodes, how about yourself?
A thumbs up from me. I think it's very interesting. It's very well done. It's well paced as well. It's I don't feel like it's pushing it too long. I don't feel like it's rushing along either. And genuinely, I could watch, I think there's 13 episodes of this. I could genuinely watch 10 more episodes of this.
12.
Is there a 12? I could genuinely watch 9 more episodes of the same stuff we've been going through. I think I'd still be entertained.
Yeah, no, I'm inclined to agree. I think it's going to be one definitely worth checking out. Even if it only, you know, we don't know at this time if it's going to get second season. As I mentioned, the manga is still going. So there's like, I think there's something like nearly 200 chapters. So there's a lot they could do. Whether it gets a second season or anything, we'll have to wait and see. At the time of recording, it has a 7.25 on my anime list. And as always, we'll give our final scores during the end of season episode. I think that'll bring us to the end. So thank you, as always, for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, thank you very much for listening. We release new episodes of the Powers Anime Lounge every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. So make sure to check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one.